Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Beis 122. Today we begin another new parak with a Mishnah number Beis. It actually brings us full circle back to the Malacha, to the Halachos discussing Muktzah, which we discussed back on the Dapim Mem Gimel Mem Dal Mem Hey Mem Vav and the other places in Masechet Shabbos as well. As we've noted before, familiarizing oneself with the 20 or so fundamental principles of Hilchos Shabbos, such as Malachas Machsheves, what is Shogeg, what is Mezi, what's an Av, what's a Tola, Psik, Resha, and so on, are the keys to accessing the beautiful system of Hilchos Shabbos. A few times in this Masechta, we encountered the principle in Machlokas of Yesh Binyan Bekelim or Ein Binyan Bekelim or Stira Bekelim, which involves assembling or disassembling vessels. For example, our Gemara discusses reinstalling a door in its place. Now, the Mishnah mentions the permissibility of handling a saw to cut cheese. Principle of play here is that a saw would be a muktzah item since its use is for construction, which is malacha of bona. That's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Since it can be used for a knife replacement, this utility enables it to be categorized as a kli shemalachto le'iser, which is a kli that's usually used for something that's prohibited. That's use, it's a violation of Shabbos, but if there's a use for it, for its space, tzarech makomo, you need to sit in that spot, for example, or the item itself can be used for something that you need on Shabbos, then it's permitted. What's interesting about the cheese case is that back on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, we have the prohibition of megavein, which is cheese making, as being listed as a violation of Shabbos under the Malacha of Bona. So since the cheese with the milk, what happens over there, the cheese with the milk assumes a solid form. Cheese is inside the milk, it assumes a solid form. So this is similar to Bona. So it's a question why this should be so, given that this cheese will be eaten, and therefore this is a temporary form of building, which is still prohibited, but only rabbinically, whereas Megabain is presented as a Torah violation of Shabbos. Rav Neventzel brings Malachos Shabbos, page Reish Mem Beis, that since the building was for eating purpose, the cheese formation need only exist until it's eaten. We could take this one more step back and ask whether we can even use the term building when it comes to food. Clearly Chazal thought so, and there is a Tosos back on Ein Dalet Amud Beis, says that Megavein is like creating a vessel from scratch, and this would be a case of Binyan Bekelim, where wood applies. Comes the Gilyon HaShas, there's an angle whose comments can be found on the sidebar of the Amudim in Shas. This question was also dealt with by Rav Baruch Taomim Frankel, Shalos HaTshuvos HaTeres Chachamim, Chelek Or HaChaim Siman Vav. If Megavein is a problem of Bona, and we apply the principle of the opposing malacha in general, we say kosher, matir, tying, untying, building, disassembling, assembling is a bona sota. So why isn't there a problem with grating cheese on Shabbos from the standpoint of soter, of taking something apart? So from our Mishnah, we see there's no soter for cutting cheese, but why should that be so? And Gilyon HaShas explains that the process involved in cheese making is a bona-oriented process. But once the cheese is formed, this cheese block is not considered to be a binyan. It's not a building. It's not a formed item that would be subject to soter. Furthermore, Rav Neventzel adds that when one quote-unquote destroys the cheese by eating it, this is soter shalom menat livno. You're destroying, you're dissembling, quote-unquote, the cheese, you're taking it apart, but it's not in order to rebuild in that space, which is a requirement in order to be Shabbos violation of soter. So that's downgraded to something we call mekalkel, your destructive act, just for the sake of the destroying the item. We've already established on Daf Kuf Zayin that mekalkel's rabbinically prohibited. However, when the kilkel is through an eating action, this is not part of the decree. Last important point is that grating cheese with a grater, a proper grater, would not be permitted using the grater because of the prohibition of uvdin dechol. However, if one were to break apart that cheese using a knife or some other utensil, that would be permitted on Shabbos.